Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On a previous program, we provided information about how to manage and control the frosty pod rot disease. Stay with us as we highlight additional mitigation measures. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for Improved Safety and Security in Schools.
The frosty pod rot disease can be managed. Using Peru as an example, Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, ICA representative to Jamaica, Dr. Elizabeth Johnson, says when the South American country was infected, there were 50,000 hectares under production. The disease level was at 90% at the time, but with consistent measures, the country arrested the spread of frosty pod rot and tripled production to 144,000 hectares. Dr. Johnson says pruning cocoa and shade trees and picking infected pods immediately will go a long way in safeguarding the sector.
The really great thing about cocoa is when you prune it, it actually yields more.
Chief Plant Quarantine Produce Inspector Sunny Wilson is in agreement.
We're trying to save the livelihood of over 4,000 farmers and of course over 8,800 acres of cocoa in production. We're looking at about another 2 to 3 years if we are able, with the commitment of our farmers and the ministry's effort to manage this disease, that we will be back in the market and we will be able to supply to our trading partners the premium cocoa that Jamaica is known to have.
The commitment from the farmers will include picking, stripping, liming and pruning, as well as following up with the prescribed copper oxide treatment. Vehicles that are moved in and out of affected areas must also be disinfected. And pods should not be transported from infected areas, whether they appear healthy or not.
It's not just farmers of cocoa that we're appealing to. We're appealing to the general farming community. We're appealing as well to higglers that move from one farm and go to another farm and, of course, potentially carry the spores on their clothes. We're appealing to persons like our middlemen who use vehicles and they'll be going around collecting cocoa and other produce to be mindful of this.
Chief Plant Quarantine Produce Inspector Sunny Wilson. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day.
What's all this? Me can't bother with them pian pian sitting here.
The translation for pian pian is poor quality. Do you know what this means? Today's Jamaican saying describes something of poor quality or someone that is sickly or feeble. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Student Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.